too about that.
He told him about the mayor's retreat last year when I said something about his wife that had kept him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's get this party started.
Yeah, he was laughing hard on the phone.
Okay. It is January 22nd at 5:17 p.m. and we'll call the Board of Works and Safety for the City of Columbia City to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Eagle.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, January 8th, 2013. Were there any changes, corrections, or anything to that fact that needed to take place?
I do not.
Okay. Good. Okay, can I have a motion?
Move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Rosie, am I to assume that we'll have, that we approve the minutes for the executive session at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I should have asked you that earlier, and I apologize, but I just remembered, so. Okay, I guess we will table item number three, unless, are we waiting for someone to potentially show up for that? Okay, so we will table item number three. Go to number four, the pay request, and I'll turn the pay request discussion over to Jeff.
Thank you. This is a pay request from GAI Consultants for services from essentially about Thanksgiving through the end of the year. Work being done on the Southwest Storm project, the design, and they finished up all the survey work. They've got it reduced to a PDF format. Later this week, they should have it in my hands. I'd like to get it to Mike Deere and Kelly to review, because this is based off of our locates, and I know in some cases more often the combined system as opposed to the water, but it's good to have the local professionals take a second glance at it before the firm dives really into the design part of it. So that'll be upcoming later this week. Everything is in order on this pay request. It'd be my recommendation the board act favorably in the sum of $21,496 even.
Okay, any questions of Jeff? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
I move that we pay invoice number 2061889 in the amount of $21,496.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, let's move on to the next pay request from Structure Point.
This is for services provided in the month of November of last year, and regarding the State Road 205 road reconstruction project. Not a lot of work done on it. There was work on the water and sewer line design, just a little bit. Work on the categorical exclusion document that puts together all the mitigation, all the acquisition properties, and prepares it for the public meeting. And I guess just as a side note, the way it looks right now, that'll probably take place in March. We're looking at, unless someone has any other ideas, we're looking at probably the library, because that would be the closest point to the project site itself. And as soon as we can get back the signed offer that has verbally been accepted, but has not, the letter is not in hand yet, we can turn that over to NDOT along with some other information, and then they can provide the feedback on the categorical exclusion document. Then we can start the process for the public hearing. I know that it sounds like that it's a real chore to get this around, and it is, but it's something that we have to do, so just kind of bear with the process. Everything is in order on this. Be my recommendation that the board act favorably in the sum of $1,211.68.
Okay, questions?
I do have a question, but it's not related to the bill. I'll come back to it after we go through.
Okay. Okay, then I will make a motion that we approve the pay request on invoice number 59705 to American Structure Point in the amount of $1,211.68.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. And Walt.
Jeff, the Fox Coon Hunters Club has had a lot of, early on, they had a lot of involvement, a lot of communications to them. And it was kind of unique. I have a lot of relations who's involved with that. They actually thought it was something that's been canceled, just done away with. When would they have the opportunity? Will they have to wait to the public hearing? Okay, that's what I was just...
Yes.
They were looking for some feedback because I said, oh, no, it's still in progress. And they said, oh, we'd figure it. So, I mean, they was involved early on. I know they attended a lot of sessions.
And that's why I apologize for the process. Yeah. We've been a year at this mitigation process, this infamous 6F mitigation, a year now that we've been dealing with just yet.
Okay.
So, March will be the first opportunity that the public in general and specifically the affected property owners will have an opportunity for input.
Okay, but up to that point, there'd be nothing that we could release to them or talk to them at one of their meetings without violating some rule.
Well, we can speak in generalities, but okay. That would be the extent of it.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, Walt, that is, once again, the process that NDOT and the Federal Highway Administration does not allow us to do that.
I understand.
And I don't, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know.
Sure.
Just have to follow it.
Okay.
But I would certainly encourage them to, we have to provide notification to all the affected property owners anyway.
Okay.
But please advise them that it looks like that it'll be sometime in March.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we will go ahead and move on to bills. And mine's loading up here. Yep, keep loading up. 48 pages, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, obviously. with that amount, obviously it's been a long time since we paid bills. Oh, and looky there. Electric is still number one.
In many ways.
Okay. So, any questions about that? Okay, then can I have a motion?
I move that we pay the bills as presented in the amount of $1,274,343.14.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, department head reports. We'll start with Kelly.
We finished up helping the electric department with tree removal last week and started moving all the logs out to, I don't know what the guy's name is, Larry, but we had two dump trucks running. Wanted to thank Mike for letting us use one of his so we didn't have to take one of our soft boxes off of our big truck. And we started hauling away from the MSF too, trying to clean that pile up out there and probably finish up that this week, hopefully. Had a couple guys working on section G and H for sign replacement, and we had a request from one of the Fair Board members for a new 4-H ground sign. We used one of our old blanks and made up a 4-H sign, put it on Business 30 there.
I saw that, and I wondered if that was new.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget, we need to talk to Nicole.
Yeah.
Cleaning about that issue.
And we had patched three of the street cut crossings on South Line Street with a stormwater sewer project going on. They're down on Diamond Avenue now, and they're starting to turn to go west down Diamond, then they'll cut across and and go down the alley then. So they're moving along there, but they didn't have anybody there today because of the temperatures. But, so I don't know how often they'll be working this week down there. But just going through equipment. And plan on having a department meeting next week and going over some things. That's all I have right now.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Tom?
We started fit testing our guys again this year. It's an annual process of doing our SCBA fit testing where they take a mask and put it on you. And then you have to move around to make sure that certain sizes fit certain people. So that's in progress. We're hosting a hazmat awareness and ops here at our department. Starts later on this month and runs into February. I got four guys signed up to go to vehicle machinery ops and technician classes, which is a certified classes that offered through the state. I got another guy signed up to go to, through his instructors, 2-3, which is a pretty elite instructor's certification. There's only a handful of them in the state, so they can teach any course once they obtain that certification. And other than that, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. I now know the meaning of life.
Questions of Tom? Because he's now enlightened.
Care to share?
Thank you, Tom. Mark? I didn't hear that. Probably good. Mark?
He said the meaning of life was a secret.
Oh, okay.
So, we're still selling our dance tickets for the father-daughter dance. Of the 500 we had to sell, I think we're right around 400 that we've sold, so we have 100 left. I would imagine those will go here in the next couple weeks. The date of the dance is February 8th, so it'll be here quick. I know the girls have been working on all of that, ordering everything and getting the decorations taken care of. So it's at the 4-H Center this year, a little bit bigger area, and we'll see how that goes for us. So baseball and softball registration starts February 1st. So I know that they've also been getting all the registration forms ready for that. That'll be here quick. That's next Friday. Been having these ongoing pool meetings with the different subcommittees of our main aquatic facility task force. So those are kind of scattered out and throughout the week with location meetings and financing meetings, things like that. I did get a chance to talk to an engineer this morning about that works on pools. I talked to some engineers down at State IPRA last week, just learning a lot more about some of the reality of some of this cost is for indoor pools. So they'll be hearing more about that at those meetings. The guys are still working on the pavilion, the ceiling. They're redoing this, putting up a ceiling in the pavilion, and also our bathrooms will get redone here. Still, that's going to be till mid-April till that's finished. That's kind of our ongoing winter project. It's taking a lot of time, but it's a good thing for them to do, and it's going to look nice when they're done. We're also getting ready to get the bathrooms for the back of the park that was part of the trail. Deco had kind of contributed some money toward that project. So now that the bridge and the trail is not quite done, but almost done, I think that we're going to be okay with costs there. We should be able to start the planning for the bathrooms to go back there now. So hopefully we have those done by summer. That's really all I have.
Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Jeff?
Well, as Mark had indicated, the bridge is, Hamilton Hunter's part of the bridge has all been done. The handrails had been final installation last week. However, I do want to spend some of Mark's money on some additional safety that I feel concerned with on both sides of the embankment. I'd like to have the rails wing walled out,
okay,
kind of parallel with the embankment on both sides. And he was at IPRA last week, so I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I intend to this week.
I noticed that today when I was back there.
It's scary.
And he hadn't said anything to me about it, but it does look like where the rails end doesn't look very safe.
Yeah,
I understand.
So we'll work through that. We do have money for that, though, so that's a good thing for a change. Let's see. As Kelly had said, the South Lion Storm Project is ongoing. I've talked to several of the property owners down there, and they really are excited about that part of it. Even more so when I tell them that there's more improvements coming in the spring, but obviously low-lying flooding has been a real issue over the years for them. So they're happy to see an investment in their area, and I think that that's really a critical thing to identify with partnerships. As I talked about the GAI project, the preliminary design should be completed by the end of February once they get all the feedback from us. And I'm meeting tomorrow over at the Fort Wayne District Office of NDOT. They've got a new rule in place now that if you want their money, you meet with them quarterly. I forwarded the quarterly report to all of you. And soon after that is when the consultant and I, being the employee responsible in charge, the ERC, designated for the project, have to go over and meet with them for a short meeting and brief them, and then they brief us right back. So that's tomorrow.
We, just so you know, we received a letter from NDOT that states that we are now in the Wabash sub-district.
Yes.
But we're still in the Fort Wayne big district, right? Okay.
Sub-district was Laud, is now Wabash.
Wabash.
Yeah.
And Cherubusco is up in, Cherubusco is in the Elkhart? Something like that?
I think.
It's a strange configuration they have now.
I don't know if Dennis Warnick shared it with you, but what they're trying to realign it so the there's only one district or sub-district in each county that covers the 69 corridor. And so they've kind of reconfigured that corridor and then piecemealed us out. Well, I hate to use that term, but
yeah,
have severed that to a different area. Mm-hmm. So that's how we ended up falling in the Wabash.
Okay. Great. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Larry?
We had three calls down to South Woodley the last week. Two were after hours. One was during daytime hours. We hooked up their sewage plant. Then we spent another day down there. According to our agreement with them, we spend 2 days a month down there, and this was our regular day, and we fixed up numerous little troubled spots they had. We had our normal reads and disconnects and locates. We replaced insulators and installed some new bird swings. Changed the transformer at Union Street out of Big Lake. Installed a 30-foot pole at 700 North for preparations for a new home, and hook up the new service on South Woodley Street. And of course, like Kelly said, I want to thank Kelly very much for hauling that wood away from the maintenance facility out to the old El Laminel or Riviera Cruiser building. So we want to thank that gentleman too for accepting that wood, because it's making our facility look a lot nicer. Thanks, Kelly.
Good.
And we're getting ready to grind stumps.
Okay. It should be plenty hard on the ground for that. Okay. Questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Tim?
On Saturday, we had our Board of Works interviews for our final three applicants. I just want to thank the Board of Works members for coming in on Saturday afternoon. I thought all three interviews went very, very well. I was very pleased with the applicants.
Sure.
And last night, I offered a conditional offer of employment to one of those gentlemen, and he will now go through some further testing to qualify for PERF. So that's kind of where we stand with that right now. I mean, he's real excited about getting started and getting plugged in here. So this week we are working on our 2013 training schedule. I'm getting some of the firearms trainings and other things plugged in there, and we'll hopefully get that posted in the next week or so. And then soon we will start to review the applicants through a process that are interested in our reserve program. We'd like to add three new reserves. to get them started on training to help us out. Next week, I'm going to be attending a meeting at Parkview. A lot of other people from law enforcement, school system, other career fields, to start looking at a crisis intervention team in Whitley County. Just starting phase with that, and Guy Davis from Fort Wayne PD is going to come over and speak with us about that. And next week, the captain and I are going to have some meetings to make a few policy changes to the police policy manual. That's it.
Questions of Tim? Just for clarification, Tim, the new officer that we'll be hiring is a replacement. It's not a new position.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's to replace a vacancy in our police department. Yes. It's not an additional officer. It's a replacement.
Right. So that officer will bring us back up to our original number of 18.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mike.
We started installing the anodes on the 12-inch line we've had trouble with. We've got 10 of them in so far. And we hooked up a new meter setting for a new house on Cross Creek Way in Eagle Glen. Continue to check some hydrants for the winter when we have some spare time. Took our regular monthly samples last week. And sent out some requests for qualifications to some engineering firms last week. And hopefully tomorrow I'll send out some bid packets to some suppliers for the water main material for four of our jobs this year. So hopefully get those going around and we can start doing something by the end of February.
Okay.
So that's about it.
Yeah, I try to do a lot of that in-house, right? I mean, that was part of the... I mean, you're going to do kind of do the engineering with the engineering firms, yeah, and then do a lot of the work in-house.
Yeah.
So, great. Okay. Questions of Mike? Okay. Thank you, Mike. Terry?
We installed 6 new computers in the last week or so, and we finalized the copier printer solution for the city, and we hope to have some units installed within the next 10 days. We went with a company called Office Concepts. Our Deb King's last day will be this Saturday, so if you see her, you want to say hello, goodbye, and thank you. Our new employee will start Monday on, I believe it's second shift, with Matt Manier training her. Her name is Cassie Reif.
Right.
So we've got a little, and she's just a replacement, too, because we have one retiring, so that's all I have for tonight.
Yep. Very good. Questions of Terry? Cassie will fit in very well with this crew. Mike?
The two guys last week attended training in Fort Wayne on pumps. That was offered. There's really no cost for the training itself, other if they needed CEUs of the organizations that paired up, so it was fairly cheap training and they got some hours. I've got two more employees attending training tomorrow at a Voight Center on chemicals and handling chemicals. Been reviewing our confined space equipment, checking dates and things like that, see if we need some replacement or some updates. Worked on and completed the splash pad application. I'll be sending that out. That permit is up to due for renewal September this year. Also been working on the operational plan for CSOs. And then I had a supervisor working on it. We've had a few instances out there since we've taken that over that when they lose electricity out there, it's not on the city, it's not on RMC, it's on AEP. And what I've heard from everybody else and what we've experienced, they really don't care when they get to you to turn you back on. The last instance I had to call Kelly to thank you for that, take the jet machine out there, pull the water out of the wet wells, because if we back that up, then we're going to back up into the hospital.
Oh.
And we take a chance of backing up into the school and shutting the school down. They both have generators. So I had him working on it. We got some quotes coming in for what it would take to put a generator in out there to so we don't have a problem like that. It'd be set up similar to what we have at the park. When it senses a power outage, it'll automatically switch over and power the station. It will automatically start itself and exercise itself weekly. So when I get those quotes, I'll bring those to the board, and then we can discuss it, whether we want to do that or someone want to look at it. trying to alleviate that problem. First, this last time that I called him, I was trying to call Fort Wayne. I ended up being sent to West Virginia the one time and someplace the next time, and they really didn't want to help me. So we'll try to solve that problem ourselves.
Okay. Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. I want to introduce to everybody Morgan Wilcoxon. She is a member of the Columbia City Youth Council. And Morgan, you want to maybe tell them a little bit about yourself, and then also maybe report on what we did at the last meeting.
I'm a junior at Columbia City, obviously, and I applied for this and then got chosen through an essay, and then also like through the activities that I am in. Our last time that we met was last Thursday, and we actually went into Little Turtle and Maryver to their fifth grade classes and taught them local and federal government. And so we have planned like a whole lesson plan for them, with them for about like around an hour, and then we had we're split into two groups, and so both of us were going at the same time.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it. Can I have a piece of paper? I just triggered my memory to do something. So, very good. Thank you. Okay. Marcia?
Just a very quick update. I did file, last week I think it was, I sent a notice to Bowman and Krieger Brothers regarding Krieger's damage to the water line for, you know, an attempt to secure the performance bond to try to make up for that. So I just want to bring you up to speed that we haven't forgotten about that entire project. I think it's important for it to continue year after year after year.
The project that will never die. Frankenstein, we'll start calling it. Very good. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Rosie? Walt? Nothing. Just as an FYI, Trash Committee is meeting tomorrow morning, and we're hoping to be about prepared to give you guys some information as to what kind of the next steps are for us, I think, for that, or at least the recommendation. And besides that, obviously, we have a kind of an open house reception type thing happening after this. I hope you'll stay. I have kind of a pretty good announcement for our community. We're all excited for that. So, with that, I think that's all I'll say. Dan? The
parking committee will be meeting tomorrow.
That's true. Parking committee will be meeting.
Figure out a solution to some situations. So
that's true.
I guess it is one.
That's true. Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Public comment? Anything? Okay, media? Okay, then we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.